So with my rearranged place on the agenda, I get to help you power through your post-lunch sugar drop. But also, I get to know some of the questions you wanted to ask me from earlier as well by doing the Q&A before I do my presentation. And I want to talk to you, obviously, about GBS, which, in the words of a bit of our colleague from CLS earlier, I sometimes feel is, you know, one of the world's largest professional services organizations that nobody knows about. Because, you know, GBS is a 17 billion, 125,000 person organization that does business consulting, agency design, business process outsourcing, systems integration, and application management services at scale. And, you know, not only do we do that in our own right in terms of the business that we create for ourselves, but we're also a very, very fundamental part of support providing the services for the rest of the IBM story. If you just think about what you heard this morning in terms of all those areas of innovation, all those client stories, all those areas of industry change, behind the majority of them is a GBS services proposition as well, and a GBS practice that's helping to drive the potential there. So GBS is very much part of the transformation story of IBM. And you can see also in terms of our own transformation, GBS has been very strongly engaged in the shift to strategic imperatives. We grew by some 16% last year in our strategic initiatives and imperatives, and it's now, you know, more than 50% of what GBS does is in those new areas. So the transformation of GBS has been going on now, you know, for some time. What we're now trying to do, and I've been here now for 6 months, is now take that to the next level and to really allow GBS to take its place as the digital reinvention partner for the leading clients in the world. And we see, you know, a real potential for us to step up to that next agenda, and to do that by really bringing together, you know, many of the assets and capabilities that we have, pointing them at the marketplace in an even stronger way to accelerate the way that we scale our business, and doing that in a way that, of course, is directly linked to the broader IBM strategy around cloud, cognitive, and industry. So we've created three growth platforms that are designed very explicitly to solve particular client issues that we see in this world of digital transformation. And the first is digital strategy and IX. And this is the part of the organization where we help clients to imagine what their new business should be, to create a blueprint for competing in the digital world, and a roadmap of how they build and migrate their capabilities to allow them to do that. We do that as well by leveraging a very deep set of insights into the way they need to engage with their customers through our IX and design capability. And then secondly, the second growth platform is cognitive process transformation. A very deliberate effort for us to help our clients again deal with the next big challenge they face in responding to the digitization they're facing. And that is the fact that their processes now need to adapt as well. Their cost structures around their core processes have to adapt. And the power of cognitive to actually enable that process change to take place, the way that blockchain will make processes completely different and disaggregate processes, the ability, again, to embed Watson and allow that to be brought to bear around core processes is at the heart of our cognitive process transformation growth platform. And it's inside there as well that we have our reinvented BPO proposition around cognitive process services as well. And then the third growth platform is cloud application innovation. And it's here that, of course, we're helping our clients respond to the first two challenges around their strategy and their processes by putting in place the new cloud-centric application architectures that will allow them to compete, allow them to go on the migration journey as well as they think about leveraging the power of next generation enterprise applications on the cloud, and how they think about the modernization and automation potential that exists within their application portfolio. So hopefully you can see that what this does is it allows us, A, to be crisper about what we do and how we respond to particular client issues. It also allows us to align ourselves very directly with the broader IBM business strategy. If I'm going to spend a moment just again to talk about the key points of differentiation we see. It was one of the questions that came up earlier this morning. I think in terms of our digital strategy and IX capability, the first thing to recognize here is the fact that we are very much thinking about engaging, as we are, with our clients around the world in thinking about their business strategy with a design and a customer-centric starting point. And the fact that our strategy processes take place in our 35 studios around the world. They leverage our design thinking and our new agile ways of working to think about doing business strategy in a completely different way that leverages that power of the investment we've made in our studios and the strength we have in our industry insights into where digital businesses are going, brought together in a unique way. And then a real powerhouse of the new model is going to be around this cognitive process transformation piece. This is where we weave in the silver thread of cognitive, the power of Watson, and the way that the processes are going to be completely transformed by those new capabilities into a cognitive process re-engineering proposition. And not just cognitive process re-engineering, where we're able to help our clients transform their processes, but also cognitive process services, where we operate those new cognitive processes in a different way. And it's already, you know, transforming a number of our existing business process services capabilities for clients into a more cognified way of going about business, looking at a different way to think about a finance process, an HR process that builds cognitive and Watson into the mix. And of course, it's also here that we leverage our strong analytics skill sets. And it's here that we also connect into very strongly many of the emerging industry platform businesses you heard about this morning, Watson Health, the financial services work that Bridget spoke about. And it's at and also, of course, where we very much leverage a lot of the thinking that comes out of IBM research as well. So very, very differentiated here, the big idea, cognitive embedded in process redesign. And then in the cloud, on our cloud application innovation growth platform, this is again where we're again reinventing the strategic partnerships we have with companies like Salesforce, like SAP, like Apple, like Workday, to rethink very much where is the next generation of enterprise applications going. We actually see a new marketplace emerging around next generation ERP, for which actually our legacy positioning in ERP is actually an interesting platform for us to build on even further. And of course, our AMS business is also in this area here. It's very much focusing on innovation, on leveraging the insights we have from our own cloud. It's where our Bluemix practices sit that support the change and dramatic migration activities we see our clients undertaking as they shift their applications to a new application architecture. And of course, it's here that we sit, we partner very strongly with Martin, who's going to come up in a moment, with GTS and our security business as well, to think about how we can really bring all of this to bear in an integrated fashion for our clients as they go on their journey. So you can see, hopefully, you know, the differentiation that runs through each of these pieces. In the end, we think the real power for GBS comes from the transformative effect of the end-to-end picture that we have here. It's the ability that we have uniquely to help our clients go on this incomplete journey and to work across this whole picture in a very, very powerful way that is client value led and IBM asset powered. That's very much how we see the strength of this picture that we're trying to create and work on with our clients. And very clearly, keywords, digital strategy, cognitive process, cloud applications. Something you can really think about in the strength of the model that we're building here. And this model, of course, then starts to bring itself to life in an industry context. Industry runs up and down this model completely. Our industry skills in the digital arena are fundamental, as are our industry process and domain capabilities in the middle level of our process. And of course, there'll be industry-related and specific applications as well in the cloud application innovation space. And it's that that we start bringing all this together to see the transformative effect that we begin to have with our clients around the patch. And you can start to see already downstairs, hopefully some of you had a chance to see the GM OnStar car that's downstairs. And there, it's through our work in our studios that we've helped to reinvent the driver experience, to reinvent that driver experience, and then think, what does that mean for the connections that people are going to want into their car to different services, whether it's food services or financial services or retail services, and how am I going to interact with that? And thinking that through from a design basis, but then from a process and an infrastructure perspective as well. So very powerful leverage there of Watson to also help us draw out exactly what the very specific needs of specific drivers will be and allow merchants to interact effectively with that. At the process level, we heard this morning from Bridget around the blockchain relationship we've created with Northern Trust around the transformation, the processes that underpin private equity by moving them to a blockchain environment. And that is going to completely rethink those processes, the way that the interactions in terms of stakes are moved around across the players in the private equity world, and the infrastructure that underpins a business that hasn't moved for a very long time in terms of how it actually works. Last week I was in Japan, and I heard from our team that we're working with Japan Airlines, and this is where the combination has come in of uniquely designed mobile applications to help the engineers to check the safety of the planes every time they land and check that they're safe, but then flowing that through to a reinvented paperless model for how they deal with the turnaround of planes and the predictive maintenance and management that comes from that environment as well. And then I was also, the week before, on my travels, I was in Dubai, meeting with the leadership of the Dubai Health Authority, and there we can see all three levels in play. We heard about award-winning mobile applications we've created to help young mothers in Dubai to access their perinatal services. We heard about another app to help diabetes sufferers we've created that's really transforming the lives of the people who are using it. But that's sitting on top of some really interesting new models that are engaging IoT, cognitive, blockchain in the way the health service is going to work in the Emirate. And then finally, we are underpinning this by helping them to put in their next generation EMR records model across the major hospitals in the region. So you can see here how the end-to-end picture starts to come together to genuinely transform an enterprise, as only we can. Now, at the heart of this idea is the fact that to do all this, we need very, very strong and reinforced skill sets that we're able to bring together at strength to go after supporting our clients and responding to their needs. And the practice model, which we're really reinforcing at the moment, is to actually make sure we have a very, very clear sense of where we're going to build capability across GBS, understanding, for example, when we do an acquisition, where the acquisition is going to help us build the capability, like the Blue Wolf story you heard this morning as well about building capability there. But across this picture, where we're going to build our practices as we are to support the Watson businesses. You can see them on the map here. And how we're actually building out capability across our critical next generation enterprise application skill sets, our cloud skill sets. And what this allows us to do is obviously A, understand how we manage our resources and think about where we're making investments in talent across the business, but also through the training and development we apply to this to reinforce the pricing power that we can get from the deep skills that we build in these various practices. So this is very much at the heart of, together with the big idea about let's make sure the world understands what GBS does, let's make it, point it to the marketplace in a way that makes sense, but then let's underpin it with a clear set of practices that we understand the economics of as well. These are really big parts of the transformation that I'm driving around the economic performance of GBS as well, which I know was behind several of the questions earlier today. Because we do recognize that there's a work to do in terms of the performance of GBS. And alongside the areas I've touched on, there are four key areas here that we're also working at as we look to try and continue to reinforce the economic and financial performance of GBS and really drive it towards the growth that we can very clearly see before us. One of those areas is continuing to build on the very strong relationships that we have with our clients around the world, and to make sure we're really reinforcing those trusted relationships as a basis for easily stepping into their next stage of transformational conversations. One of the things that I've noticed since I've been here is the very much expanded permission that IBM now has to talk to clients beyond the CIO. And this CXO conversation that we can now have through Cognitive, through Watson, through our industry skill sets is a transformative step, and we have to make sure we take full advantage of that. We, of course, are continuing to reinforce our talent, to invest in our talent, both in terms of the training and development, and of course the hiring and bringing on board from outside, both organically and inorganically. And we see an opportunity for us, to reinforce this so we're not such a well-kept secret, that people understand the power of GBS in its own right, but also the role that it plays in the integrated story of IBM, the new IBM going forward, and how we understand how our thought leadership, our insights into industries, our insights into the new architectures are really also underpinning a very clear position and creating an umbrella for us to succeed in. And then underpinning all of this is the putting in place of a reinforced platform that allows us to be an environment where talent can thrive, but also one where we can see and understand transparently the economics of our business and drive it towards ever greater performance. So as we step back to from this, I mean, we are looking to drive the organization towards growth and towards profitability growth this year. And we're doing that by two main areas. Firstly, we're obviously looking at the mix of our business and leveraging the mix change in our business, which is obviously around driving out value from the higher margin areas around our strategic imperatives and also around our cloud as a service activities, but also taking advantage of the pricing power that comes from our newly focused practices. And then on the productivity side, it's to take the excellent people that we have, but to work with them in terms of their positioning in the right accounts, the training and development we bring them, the enablement we bring through this new model to allow them to really drive up the sales and delivery capability of our partner teams. And of course, behind the scenes, to continue now to look at our own practice infrastructure, to look at our own processes and to cognify them and see what that leads to in terms of our ability to do staffing in a different way, to do financial management in a different way, to do our HR in a different way, and to drive out cost from our own infrastructure as we go about our business as well. And we are continuing to step up our focus on our methods and our tools, which will allow all our teams to be even more efficient and effective in the delivery they produce. We think, you know, the combination of all of that will drive some 50 basis points of improvement in profitability on an annual basis. So this is the economic storyline that drops out of that picture that I've talked about, which of course is also very much predicated on, you know, reinforcing the growth potential for GBS. And so hopefully, as you can see, what we've really tried to work at is reinforcing a client value-led, IBM asset-powered position of GBS in the center of the IBM business strategy. We're putting in place a new operating model and some of those transformation programs that I've touched upon, specifically designed to drive at the need to enhance the performance of GBS. But most importantly, we're organizing ourselves very completely to magnify the potential of IBM in the round, because we believe that the potential of GBS is more than simply to be an effective part of the business in its own right. Its real power comes as a scaling process for all the other stuff that you heard about this morning as well, as part of the overall IBM story. And with that, I'd like to hand over to my services partner and colleague, Martin Yetter.
Partner, Brian.
Thank you, Mark.